Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and if you're familiar with the show, you know that through this fall and the summer months, we do our program dealing with life on the farm. We're going to do that today. We're going to talk to Tim Beebe from BB Farms, Double B Farms, and he's joining us right now on the show. How are you today?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on, Tim. Now, we're going to talk a lot about life on your farm, but let's start off. Just give us a little background on the Double B Farms there.
Well, there's three of us, myself, my dad, mom, Roger, and Joanne, and my brother, Jeremy, and we operate three different entities. We grow about 1,450 acres of crops, including corn, soybeans, alfalfa, wheat, and sugar beets.
Boy, a little bit of everything then.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how long have you been doing this?
We've owned the farm since 1982, I believe it is. And we've lived in the area since 1989 and been doing it ever since.
All right. Now, you're also dairy farmers, too?
Yes, that's correct. Jeremy operates the dairy side of everything.
All right. Now, you know, we're just starting the spring season, March now. Are things starting to pick up on the farm now? Is this when things will begin to happen after, you know, the winter months? Now are things becoming a little more active on the farm?
Yeah, they sure are. You know, we're starting to get equipment ready and getting, you know, seed and fertilizer, all that has been bought previously, and we're getting ready to gear up for the spring field work.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, because that's why we do this series of shows, to kind of get people involved in knowing where their food comes from and how it gets done. Let's start with the crops. Now, as I mentioned, we're really in the first stages of spring. When do things really get going? When will you start putting crops in the ground?
Well, we'll start to plant the beets in mid-April, and the alfalfa, any new seedings we put into that, we'll do that in the middle part of April as well. We'll move into corn towards the end of April and early May. Soybeans will be planted in the month of May, and they can even be planted into the early part of June as well.
All right. Now, you prepared for this, though, last fall. From what I understand, your ground preparation starts at the end of last season then?
That's right. When we start taking crops off in the fall, we'll start working the primary tillage, working the ground deep. It breaks the ground open and allows oxygen into the soil and covers the stubble so that it can break down for future crops as nutrients.
All right. Now, things get going. As we mentioned, you got the planting that's going to start very soon, but one of the first things you do is alfalfa, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we'll start planting the alfalfa early on in the middle part of April, I guess. After the planting season begins, though, the first cut of alfalfa will start in the first part of June or the very end of May.
Oh, okay. So that's the first harvest that you have on the farm.
Yes, that's correct. The first harvest starts just after planting season.
All right. Then once we're into the summertime, then things are really active, including, day-to-day, looking over the crops is not watching them grow, but there are things you got to do to make them and stay healthy, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're always constantly all summer long scouting for weeds and pests that can harm the crop, and that never ends all summer long.
Now, what kind of pests are you looking for? What things do you look for when you're out there? I know you got herbicides and that, but what are some of the things that are the most dangerous to crops out there?
Well, in the corn, you can see a lot of beetles and cutworms that'll cut the plant off when they're small seedlings, and earworms and armyworms, they'll bore into the stalk and into the ear itself when they're being formed there in July and August. And they'll actually eat the kernels, and it'll be detrimental to the yields.
Okay. And then same thing for, like, soybeans, beets, and alfalfa. There are different things that would like to munch on those, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the soybeans and the alfalfa, there's weevils and aphids and things like that that they suck the juice out of the leaves and keep it from producing the tender crops that we feed our cattle.
Yeah. Now, we talked about alfalfa. You got that first cutting in June or so, but there's two more cuttings through the course of the season, or even more than that, right?
Yeah, up to three more, actually, four crops a year. Usually about once a month. Depending, there's some droughty conditions that could slow the growth a little bit, or later on in the end of August, September, the air gets cool and it doesn't grow as fast either. But yeah, we take up the four cuttings a year.
All right. Then, of course, a traditional season for harvesting in the late summer into the fall season. And from what I understand, during the Iosco County Fair, you guys are starting to get busy.
Yeah, that's right. The wheat harvest is typically around that last week of July during fair week there.
All right. So you got the fair. Now, do you guys usually go out to the fair? Do you spend some time out there?
Oh, absolutely. Every chance we can get. But there is a lot of work to be done at the at that time. But, like, my brother Jeremy, you know, he has children, so he likes to get them up there for sure every chance he gets.
All right. Very good. Now, then we're into the harvest season full. What about the times you start harvesting your other crops there?
Well, we get into the corn harvest. You get into that late September, chopping and shelling high-moisture corn for the dairy cattle. And then, you know, you kind of move right into soybeans after that. And, you know, it all breaks loose at that time, because after you get some soybeans off, you start planting some wheat, and then it's time to start harvesting the dry corn. And that can run from middle of October through the middle or late November.
All right. Now, what about after you harvest? Where does it go to from there?
From that point, well, we store it all on farm here at our facility on M65 or on the main farm on Miller Road there. But throughout the winter months, we'll start shipping it to Saginaw, Auburn, Carroll, places like that, to the elevators down there. Where it goes on, either to Toledo and around the world, or like in Carroll there, they use it at the ethanol plant. They turn it into ethanol there.
All right. Now, you mentioned at the top of the interview, one of the things you grow is sugar beets. Do you use those for, is that predominantly for bait for, you know, the hunting seasons?
Yes, it is. Everything that I grow, all the sugar beets that I grow are for deer feed. And I don't have any contracts with the sugar companies, so I don't grow for them. But, yeah, it's all used for deer feed. And I sell to the local bait shops, convenience stores. Individual hunters come right to the farm, and we sell all of them like that.
All right, now after the harvesting season is done, it's time to rest and relax through the winter months, right, Tim?
You know, I do get a little more time to relax during the winter months, but there's a lot of planning that takes place at that time. You know, we're getting ready for the next year, buying seed, fertilizer, chemicals, things like that. It really never ends, and it's a good time to kind of take a step back and look over everything and really see what improvements need to be made to be more efficient and successful in these three small businesses.
Sure. Now, you know, I know there's quite a few farmers I've talked to that sometimes during the winter months they take on other jobs. Do you have that, or is farming your full-time, you know, profession?
Well, farming is my full-time thing. I also operate a small trucking company that I do some hauling for other farmers in the area. I haul their grains down to the elevators during the harvest season when I get a chance. And haul some sand and gravel and things like that, too.
All right. Now, my final question is, you know, we're talking about all this stuff you do through the course of the year. What do you do for fun and entertainment when you're not farming? I'm sure it's a 24-hour-a-day, almost 7-day-a-week job, but there's got to be some time you get away. What do you do just to keep yourself busy outside of farming?
Well, if I get any chance in the summertime, I like to go to the lake with my brother, my sister-in-law, and things like that, and try to get away. Go on a small vacation here or there in the wintertime. Going to Florida to see the Tigers here next week. So,
there
get away
you go.
A little bit. But
very good. You know, it is a full-time, around-the-clock and around-the-year job. I know a lot of people think farming is a spring, summer, and fall, and then take the winter off. But I know from previous experience and talking to many farmers, it is a around-the-year job. And always interesting to find out what happens on the farm. And I brought all this stuff up originally because it seems like there's a disconnect between people who are not farmers and farmers about just how food is produced and how it gets to our table from where you're growing it right there on the farm.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of fun, and it's nice to be able to pass this information along to people that might have lost touch of that and didn't really know much about it.
Indeed. Well, we've been talking about the seasons and the life of a crop farmer, Tim Beebe of Double B Farms and Double B Dairy. And, of course, all this week is National Agriculture Week, so we wanted to make sure to get somebody on to talk about that. And, Tim, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully our paths are crossed somewhere, and we'll get the chance to talk to you again very soon here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
That's great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.